Because you want kirtan, we're going to jump. We're going to jump to Rasa Leela. Then you still want me to talk? Then we'll go back to, okay? Who's playing cartels? We need a cartel player. Give the child to the mother. It's time for service. All right. So, is there a way to dim some of the lights? Not all of them. I want to create ambiance. All right, that's good enough. Let's go.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Vallava Girivarad Hari. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanat Chari.
So it was the full night of the Sharad season, the most beautiful night of the year. And Krishna felt this was the night to fulfill the desire of the gopis. One year earlier, he had stolen the clothes of the gopis as they worship goddess Katyayani. They were praying for their husband, and each girl secretly was praying that Krishna could be her husband. At that time, when Krishna stole their clothes, he promised he would fulfill their desire in a coming day. And that was this night. He was going to fulfill the desires of the gopis.
Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Vallava Girivarad Hari. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vannachari.
So Krishna played his flute, and the gopis were doing different things. Some were eating, some were bathing, some were taking care of the children, some were feeding the husbands, some were getting dressed. But when they heard the sound of the flute, no matter what they were doing, they dropped everything and ran to the spot. Now, the gopis come in different groups. Some gopis are the eternal associates who came down from the spiritual sky to partake in Krishna's pastimes. Some were the sages who approached Lord Ramachandra in the forest and wanted to have the conjugal ras. And Lord Ramachandra told them that he would fulfill their desire when he appeared as Krishna. Some were the personified Vedas, and some were daughters of demigods. So all these groups of gopis, they tried to enter the rasa dance. The eternal associates easily escaped, but some of the gopis who were being promoted from the status of human beings, they were checked, they were held back, they were prevented, and that frustration of not being allowed to enter the rasa dance forced them to give up their lives, and then in their spiritual forms they entered the rasa dance. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Raja Janna Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. When the gopis arrived, Krishna was looking very most splendid. The gopis had dressed themselves very attractively. They had come to dance with Krishna. But Krishna played with them. Krishna said, "Why have you come? Don't you know that it is dangerous to come here alone in the dead of night? Why, there are dangerous animals. It is not safe for you. You should all return home." The gopis could not believe what they were hearing from the mouth of Krishna. They had come to dance with him, to be with him, and Krishna was telling them to go home? No. So the gopis started to cry and mark the ground with their feet. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivaradhari. Yasoda Nandana Gopi Janna Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. The gopis simply were shocked, and Krishna preached to them that actually the most important duty of a woman is to take care of the husband, take care of the family members, but most important, the most important duty of a woman is to take care of the children. But the gopis responded. They knew the philosophy. They said to Krishna, "Don't treat us like ordinary devotees. We know very well that if someone surrenders to you, you are supposed to give them shelter. So like Narayan, who gives shelter to his devotees, we have come here. We're not going home. We will not return. Neither they will take us back. So we are staying here, and we want to take shelter of you, and you give us protection." And this way, the gopis defeated Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivarat Hari. Yasoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari So Krishna and the gopis started to roam about the forest of Vrindavan. And Krishna performed another miracle. He manifested between each two gopis, and each gopi was thinking and experiencing that Krishna was with her all by herself, that it was just her and Krishna. But there were thousands of gopis, and there were thousands of Krishnas. And Krishna was touching them, and they were holding on to Krishna, and they were smelling his arms, and they were beautifully. Then the gopis started to think, we are the most fortunate women in the universe. And as soon as Krishna detected that the gopis had become proud, he disappeared. Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivarat Hari. Yasoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Radharani had left the Rasa dance because she was not getting special attention. So she left and Krishna followed. And Krishna disappeared from all the other gopis. And while Radharani and Krishna walked deeper and deeper into the forest, Krishna picked flowers for Radharani and made a crown for her. And Krishna did so many things to show that he had special attraction and affection for Radharani. And so at some point, Radharani said to Krishna, "Oh Krishna, I am so tired. I cannot go anymore. You will have to carry me." And Krishna determined, "Ah, even my Radha has become proud." So Krishna said to Radharani, "Just climb on my back. I will carry you." And as soon as she tried to climb on Krishna's back, Krishna disappeared. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivarat Hari. Yasoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Meanwhile, the gopis realized that that one gopi that Krishna left with, she must have worshipped Krishna better than us. And that's why we have that name, Radha. Everybody say. Everybody say. That means the one who worshiped Krishna the best. And so the gopis started to search for Krishna. They searched through all the trees and plants. They talked to the animals. They started to imitate the pastimes of Krishna. And eventually, they met up with Radharani, and they realized that she had suffered the same fate as they did. So they wound up on the bank of the Yamuna, and they started to have a kirtan party, and they sang their song, the Gopi Gita.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janavallava Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Gopi Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari.
While this was going on, Krishna kept himself invisible, but he was watching. He was watching the gopis, and he saw that even though he left them, they did not leave him. And because the gopis have the topmost love for Krishna, no reservations, he reappeared to the gopis there after they sang their Gopi Gita. And Krishna said to them that I cannot repay you for your spotless service. There's no way. Although in the Bhagavad Gita, it says that Krishna reciprocates as you surrender. In case of the gopis, there is no Bhagavad Gita chapter 4 verse 11. Because Krishna himself said, I cannot repay.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janavallava Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Gopi Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari.
So now the rasa dance resumed, and Krishna was dancing with the gopis, and it went on and on and on for a night of Brahma. And at some point, Krishna told the gopis, now you should return home. And the gopis obediently returned.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gaur Premanande,
was that all right? I only do that for very select special occasions.